From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Government forces fail to regain control of a Syrian prison. Nearly 800 detainees, mostly political prisoners, have been in revolt at the Hama Central Prison for nearly a week. Syrian opposition leaders warn of a possible massacre of detainees, calling on the international community to take action. Conditions at the prison are said to have deteriorated since government forces stormed the facility Friday night and seized its food supply. Militants affiliated with the Islamic State group have claimed responsibility for killing 8 plain-clothed Egyptian police officers outside Cairo. Egypt's state-run MENA news agency says gunmen in a small pickup truck pulled up to a van carrying the policemen, got out, and opened fire before fleeing the scene. North Korea's state news agency says President Kim Jong-un has told a ruling party Congress his country will not use nuclear weapons unless its sovereignty is threatened by other nuclear powers. Mr. Kim says he is also willing to normalize relations with nations that have been hostile toward the North, and says Mr. Kim called for more talks with South Korea to reduce distrust. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has called an early election for July 2nd. He hopes to win a second 3-year term for his Liberal National Coalition. He replaced Tony Abbott as leader of the Liberal Party last September, just 2 years after the coalition government came to power. Opinion polls indicate the election could be a close contest between the opposition Labor Party and the ruling coalition. This is VOA News. Donald Trump, the presumptive U.S. Republican presidential nominee, said Sunday he is not all that worried that key party leaders say they won't support him in the national election. The last two Republican presidents and numerous other party officials say they will not support Trump. Speaking on ABC's This Week, Trump said he does not accept criticism from Democrat Hillary Clinton about his treatment of women.
I watch Hillary Clinton like, oh, the way he talks to women, the way he talks to women. Well, what are those, you know, take a look at her husband, and what do you think he talks to women? So when I watch her, and she's playing the woman's card so much and so loud, and frankly, I think it's her only chance of getting elected. You know what? Listen, she's going to get hit for it because it's not appropriate. Yeah.
For her part, frontrunner Clinton says defeating Trump is a top priority.
When I think about what's at stake, even if I weren't running for president, I would be doing everything I could to make sure that the presumptive nominee of the Republican Party never gets near the White House.
Numerous opinion polls show Clinton ahead of Trump nationally. Greek protesters Sunday hurled firebombs at police guarding the parliament building. Police responded with tear gas. The protest came ahead of a vote later in the day on pension and tax reforms, which was demanded by the country's European creditors. If approved, the measure will dramatically increase Social Security and pension contributions from workers. Authorities in Afghanistan hanged 6 men who had been convicted of crimes against civilians and public security. Taliban officials swiftly vowed to take what they called immediate bloody revenge. 2 buses collided with a fuel tanker, in Afghanistan, setting all 3 vehicles on fire and killing at least 73 people. Authorities say dozens were injured. Officials say the accident happened Sunday morning on a highway linking the capital, Kabul, to the southern city of Kandahar. A local traffic department official told the Associated Press the accident was caused by reckless driving. There finally is some encouraging news about the huge wildfire that has destroyed a large part of Alberta in western Canada. Alberta Premier Rachel Notley says the fires are a lot smaller than what authorities believed they were. As of midday, Sunday local time, 161,000 hectares in northern Alberta were still burning, and thousands of people had sought safety in emergency shelters. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is accusing Western nations who are battling Islamic State extremists in northern Syria of failing to help his government fight the jihadists on Turkish soil. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.